بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Sleeping on a bare straw mat سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر الفاروق رضي الله تعالى عنه visited رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and found رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم resting on a date straw mat. It had left its impression upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak body. Winter and summer sleeping habits. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the habit of commencing to sleep outdoors during summer on a Friday night. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would commence sleeping indoors during winter on a Friday night. Note, it is commendable to change one's sleeping place according to the seasons and climate on a Friday night. Sleeping or resting in the masjid. Abbad ibn Tamim, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates from his uncle, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lying on his back in the masjid with one leg crossing over the other. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sleeping in the masjid, restlessly tossing about from one side to the other. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I was a young unmarried lad and I used to sleep in the masjid. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to tend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's need. After his engagement, Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go to the masjid to take a rest. He was not a resident of Makkah Mukarramah and he did not own a home there. Note, it is permissible for a traveler to sleep in the masjid. People who have the habit of waking up at night for ibadah are permitted to sleep in the masjid as well. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to perform excessive salah during the night. The Ashab al-Suffa radiallahu ta'ala anhum also used to sleep in the masjid for this reason. These fortunate people were perpetually attending to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were permitted to sleep in the masjid as they had no homes in Madinah Munawwara. A narration of Ibn Qais informs us that one night after meals, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the option of sleeping in the masjid or elsewhere. They opted to sleep in the masjid. However, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said that it is detestable for a person who has no intention of awakening for optional salah to sleep in the masjid. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu even cautioned against making the masjid a place of sleep. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.